Richmond, from grain trucks and semis to vehicles, the village of Richmond held protests again Saturday and Sunday trying to drive out cult leader Romana Digiulo and her supporters. Ahead of the protests on Saturday, the village live streamed a press conference calling on the province of Saskatchewan and federal government to help them remove the cult from their community. Joining Richmond Mayor Brad Miller were Mayors Sean Checkley and Aaron Wenzel from Fox Valley and Leader, respectively, as well as Cypress Hills MLA Doug Steele. "Our focus is to move her out of Richmond and hopefully back into the United States," said Miller. Digiulo, the self-professed Queen of Canada, and her group went to Richmond after being run out of CAMSAC last month. The group is camped out in an abandoned school, which is owned by Ricky Manns. Residents say their children are afraid to play in the nearby playground. Video. Watch Richmond residents protest over the weekend. On the same day as the protests in Richmond Saturday, Digiulo held a live stream on YouTube in what she called, "Live from Bilkingham Palace in Richmond, Saskatchewan, it's the Romana Show." The live feed included her followers obediently saluting while standing at attention, and some of her entourage performing dancing rituals, as she made her grand entrance. Saskatchewan RCMP have brought in a temporary mobile RCMP detachment to Richmond that is staffed 24/7 so they can respond faster to any calls. Richmond, with a population of 147, is too tiny for its own police station and is serviced by the Leader RCMP detachment, which is about 71 kilometers away. RCMP say they have received a number of calls for service, including the report of an assault, threats, and suspicious persons. Last week, Ricky Manns, 59, was charged with assault and appears in Leader Court November 16. Digiulo and her supporters have allegedly threatened to publicly execute the council at the village of Richmond, their fire chief and staff, the village administrator and staff, an RCMP officer, EMS, and numerous others. The threats that were posted to Telegram on October 1 and shared on Twitter said that failure to cease and desist could result in them being found guilty of treason and facing publicly broadcast executions. Digiulo and her supporters claim they are being stalked and bullied by village residents. Digiulo's cult is also threatening Saskatoday.ca reporter Lisa Joy in emails from cult follower Heather Lurd, who acts as the group's spokesperson. The first email on October 12 stated that the reporter has been warned, and the penalty could be death. The second email on October 16 said, "You are officially warned, will not go unpunished." Digiulo and her followers have also threatened a live streamer from Medicine Hat, Alta. To show Digiulo how ridiculous she was to threaten public executions, the live streamer set up a makeshift electric chair in front of Digiulo's fenced-off compound in Richmond, Sask, on Saturday. The large wooden, fake electric chair consisted of a metal spaghetti strainer for the head part of the electric chair. To show Romana Digiulo how ridiculous she was to threaten public executions, a Medicine Hat, Alta live streamer set up a makeshift electric chair in front of Digiulo's fenced-off compound in Richmond, Sask. The large wooden, fake electric chair consisted of a metal spaghetti strainer for the head part of the electric chair. Screen grab community TV. Digiulo leads a conspiracy group. Romana Digiulo is a Canadian QAnon figure who falsely claims to be the Queen of Canada, said a report from the Anti-Defamation League. She has called for violent action against people administering COVID-19 vaccines to children. Digiulo has issued decrees canceling various debts and outlawing government actions. She also encouraged her followers to use pseudo-legal documents to avoid paying debts, leading to some followers having their water or electricity shut off or put at risk of losing their homes. Some of her followers have been arrested for making threats against schools and businesses. Joy at glaciermedia.ca #crimecopscort_escatedaten single quote T count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Click here to bookmark Saskatoday.ca's crime, cops and court section. Thanks to Community TV for the photo. You can find more from them at this link. https://www.facebook.com/comtv.ca